I'm joined now by Martin Chulov in Benghazi. Martin, what light can you shed on these reports of captured SAS personnel?
Well, it appears that 4 to 5 days ago, a team of British Special Forces did parachute in an area called Jardina, which is 30 kilometres west of Benghazi. They approached a checkpoint where suspicious rebels detained them. They were referred further up the line to the rebel leadership and they were taken into custody. They were found to have multiple passports, espionage equipment, reconnaissance equipment, and numerous weapons, and they were treated with great suspicion initially. It's now firming in the eyes of the rebel leadership that these people may be British Special Forces and potentially several British intelligence officers among them. However, we've spoken to rebel leaders today that said they need verification from the British government before they're prepared to free these men and then deal with them as military advisors who they claim to be.
Do we know any more about what the mission wanted to do?
Earlier in the week, the government did say that they are prepared to send advisors to link up with the rebels and help them with their objectives. It does appear, certainly at first glance, that these people were part of that mission. I think it's a reasonable inference to draw that one or two members of this team may well have been intelligence officers and that the rest were likely a special forces escort. The rebel leadership here does need some kind of assistance when it comes to several of their key aims, they being supply lines, establishing and enforcing a no-fly zone, and several other things which are going to help them deter Gaddafi's forces from returning to the east of the country, which remains firmly in rebel hands.
It must seem a bit of a mixed blessing, though, for the rebels, because they have said that they did not want foreign help on the ground because that might compromise their objectives in the eyes of the Gaddafi regime. I mean, the Gaddafi regime could play up the aspect of foreign interference in Libya's affairs.
Absolutely. It's a delicate equation. Everybody acknowledges that here. Although the rebels or they have come to the conclusion in recent days that would have establishing and enforcing a no-fly zone or getting some supply lines established which help bring in weapons, then they may not be able to finish the job that they started 2 weeks ago. And their objective remains to push on westwards to Tripoli, to link up with rebels in the west side of the country and finally squeeze Gaddafi in his strongholds of Tripoli and of Sirte. They don't want to concede at this point that Libya is now in a stagnant civil war with East versus West along a constantly changing front line in the oil cities of Brega and Ras Lanuf. They do want to continue this because if they don't get rid of Gaddafi, they fear his vengeance for many years to come.
Martin, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.